All right, guys, how's it going? Welcome back to the Hideout. My name is Jamie. I'm your host. Joining me is my co-host for the night, Xander Blade. What is up for the night?
What's up, man?
Regular co. What's up, bro? Shane is not joining us, but instead we do have Mr. Tyler Jackson, a longtime friend of ours, coming on to the podcast tonight for the first time. What is up, sir?
What's up, y'all? How are y'all doing tonight?
I'm pretty good.
We're great, man.
Glad to be here.
Good to be alive. Good.
Sure. Anyway, tonight we're going to be throwing Into the Pit is one of our series we do. We're going to be taking Friday the 13th versus the Halloween franchises and duking them out into the pit. So Michael versus Jason.
Freddy versus Jason. You always found that like that would have been more interesting. I always thought that like Jason versus Michael Myers would have been like more of an interesting match because they're both just really, really strong dudes who don't seem to die.
I guess with Freddy versus Jason, like they needed to have someone who was talking shit.
Yeah, true.
Like true with that. Michael versus Jason, it just would have been like two
awkward
silence, like silent dudes. Yes.
Nothing happened. Just punching each other repeatedly.
They're just and people just really like,
what the hell's going on?
Yeah, it's
and
like
then there's Freddy always the idea provides that Michael that charisma he provides that charisma.
Yes, I think like. Freddy provides just like the comic relief, and then Jason's just the pure like muscle brute strength, just there to fuck shit up. I mean, Jason got by far the most kills in that movie. I think Freddy only got like 2-3 kills.
Yeah,
Jason literally killed
hilarious.
A whole cornfield of people.
He was so angry about that. He's like, hold up, bro, I brought you back to me so people can start believing in me. You ain't supposed to take my shine. Like, I remember that crap was hilarious. I'm like, bro, he's man, this is supposed to be your movie.
I always had fun with that movie.
I haven't seen that. I have not seen the movie in years. Like, I gotta go back and watch it now.
Yeah, same here. But I still remember it. Like, I think because whenever it first came out, I watched it shit done. But I haven't seen it in years, though.
Mr. Tyler, there, since it's your first time on the podcast, I'm gonna let you choose which side you want to take, and Xander will take the other one.
Oh, interesting. So I've always been I love both growing up, but I've always been more of a Halloween fan.
All right, so you're gonna take Michael?
I'm gonna take Michael.
Hold on, what movie do you know of the most? This is how we're gonna have to do it. Because see, I know more about Halloween than I do about Friday the 13th. I ain't gonna cap. I can sit up and look it up.
Okay, well, I know about them equally, like because I grew up watching them a lot. So I mean, if you want me to take Friday 13th, sure. I don't.
Yeah.
All right.
James is like, yo, for once we can actually have one when they actually duke it out. I'm like, no, not this one either, bro. Because that's when it comes to Into the Pit, we usually end up just being like, yeah, you're right. We're kind of cooperative towards it. It's not a lot of blood sport involved.
It's like, I agree with all of your points.
Unless it comes down to like the two, like, I remember one time Shane and Alex right here got at each other's throats when it was, I think it was Wayne versus Jay-Z. They were at each other's throats.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They were at each other's throat in that one. It was hilarious.
Let me guess. Shane said Wayne.
No, Shane said Drake. He wanted Drake.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I think when it came to like Drake and Wayne, I was just like, brother, there would be no Drake without Wayne. Shane was like, you can't just go off of that, man. I'm like, no, I can. And I am.
Man, yeah, well. doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, it was definitely one for the books. But yeah, that was the only one that we actually like had blood sports over. Every other one, we would just be like, yeah, well, because due to lack of knowledge, we're all just going to choose the one that we kind of know.
Like, and even though I said I prefer Halloween, I'm not even like passionately saying like, oh, Halloween's so much better than Friday 13th. I'm more just like, I think there's more movies I like in the Halloween franchise than Friday 13th. But I still have a lot of great guilty pleasure fun with Friday 13th, though.
Because I think it's when we were kind of like having a pre-discussion about this. I think for me personally, I do remember certain Friday the 13th movies. Mostly the ones that were on my VHS tape. And I think that was like 7 and 8. And if I'm not mistaken, 7 was the one that had to do something with the fucking... I think it was called like a new generation or a new beginning or some kind of crap word.
New blood.
Yeah, new blood. And that was one where like
it
was
a Alex, it's psychic actually girl. New blood.
Hey, you can do that all day, bro. I'm like, okay. You can
Friday 13th.
I'll give you, you can put your glasses on and push them up and do that anime shit all
day. No, no. My knowledge of Friday the 13th is I only remember Jason goes to space or whatever that one was called. Jason 10, something like that. Jason only X. One I remember. Yeah. It's the only man. One I remember.
Oh, dude. Okay. I'll absolutely school y'all on Friday the 13th, dude. Y'all have you seen more than just the space one, or is that just the only one you remember?
That's the only one I know. I've seen the movies growing up. That's just the only one I can remember.
I got you.
Like the Halloween's one, like the first, like the, as far back as I can remember with that one was the one where they were inside his house for like shooting that web, like that TV show online.
Yeah, that was like definitely one of my least favorite Halloween movies, only because. Yeah. You got Busta Rhymes kicking Michael Myers' ass.
Beating the dog piss out of him.
Yeah, making him look like a bitch. And you can't do that to like the main killer in this horror franchise.
Well, see, I'll say this. I felt like I looked at that the same way I looked at the fight between the boxer and Friday the 13th, 8 Jason Goes to Manhattan.
Yeah.
Except maybe a little bit worse. Because see, I felt like if Mike just hit him one good time, he would have been dead. Like, that's how I saw that. Because I know, like, Buster was mixing on him, kicking him in the face. I was like, wow, this is a lot. You are doing a lot right now. And eventually, like, he just, didn't he, like, kick him into some flames or something like that? Like, it wasn't like the fight was just going so in Buster Rhymes' favor that he was just beating the hell out of him.
The thing that made it worse was, like, earlier in the movie, Buster Rhymes was dressed up as Michael Myers, and, like, he came across the real Michael Myers and, like, thought he was like somebody else, obviously, at first. And he was talking shit to him, to his face. And, you know, Michael has killed people for way less. And this dude is talking shit to him and he just lets him go. So then they follow that up by the third act, him like getting his ass whooped by Busta Rhymes, get kicked through a fucking window.
But you do have to remember that in that movie, the whole point of Michael's existence was pretty much gone. He killed his sister, and pretty much the only reason he even killed anybody else was because they were in his house. Like, outside of that, no.
I have to disagree.
I'm sorry. I had to disagree.
I can't. No, man, that's unforgivable, man.
And, like, I told you.
Dude, and Busta Rhymes making that, like, kung fu noise, like, I'm like, no, absolutely not, sir.
It definitely
no.
Like, in my opinion, when it came to that, H2O was, like, the perfect ending.
Yes. 100% agree.
Yeah, H2O, Halloween 20 years later, was the perfect ending to the whole fucking
and
series.
Listen,
and the fact that, like, I didn't even like the fact that he killed Lori at the beginning. I was like, what else the fuck is going to do?
And the whole excuse of,
and then like, hands, like, the clown guy the thing. And he's like, here, you can have the knife now. Like, you got the juice now, serial killer clown guy. And he's like, thank you, Michael Myers. I was like, what the fuck's going on?
Do y'all remember how they...
like, this is how the movie starts.
Remember, like, at the end of H2O, like, Michael supposedly gets his head cut off, right? Do y'all, remember in the next one how they decide to retcon that or bring that back?
Yeah, he dressed up as he took like one of the paramedics and he dressed up as a paramedic and slid on out and pretty much let the paramedic get killed by Lori.
But he destroyed the paramedics, like to where he couldn't talk, like he's
injured, like choked throat. Him out,
But the thing I always wondered is why wouldn't the paramedic just try to take the mask off and be like, "Yo, I'm not Michael. Don't kill me."
Yeah, that is true, because I was about to say, he was pinned. He was like, pinned and he couldn't move, but he had that one hand that was sticking out, reaching for Lori. So he could have just been like, he could have just
lifted the mask up. Just let himself be killed. Like,
no, well, what like, it was, is, to your point, it was a retcon. Like, I think H2O was initially supposed to be the ending of the entire Halloween franchise, but money, money, money. We want more. So let's just go back and say it was never him to begin with.
Well, what is you know, who also had their hand at trying the franchise out, right? Rob Zombie.
Yeah, then you had the remake.
Yeah, and I think people didn't like the, how the remakes were, so I think that's why they had to recon that ending.
Well, I mean, the Halloween 8 came before the remakes. It was Halloween H2O, then it was Halloween 8. And because people hated Halloween Resurrection so much, they went to, like, the Rob Zombie remakes.
That's right. Okay, because I do remember, because there was a little gap in between Halloween Resurrections and then Rob Zombie's Halloween. Because after...
Yeah, because you could say Halloween Resurrection was more during our, like, teenage years.
I think it was like, early 2000s, like 2001, 2002, maybe 3, I don't know. But I remember after that movie, like, people just thought, like, oh, yeah, the Halloween franchise is dead. After that piece of garbage, they're like, yeah, it's over.
They're like, let's make him sympathetic now.
And then Rob Zombie. How do y'all feel, James, like, about the Rob Zombie Halloween movies?
I only saw the first one, and it was all right, I guess. I mean...
Yeah.
I guess they gave him this tragic backstory about, you know, how Michael Myers grew up and you know, this band that I like called Ice Nine Kills, they went with that version of Michael Myers. So, hey, I guess it might have had some impact on somebody.
Yeah, it seems to be like a very, like, I know a lot of people who love it and a lot of people who hate it. I'm kind of like you. I think it's okay.
Yeah.
I think. I like the third act. It's like a more violent version of like the original, you know, like more amped up, kind of more intense. But like, other than that, I think they spend way too long on the origin of Michael Myers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, I kind of thought that was the interesting part about the movie, but I think that kind of started off this thing that we see in a lot of movies now, where it's like, we're going to make the villain sympathetic. I'm like, bro, he's not... I think I lost sympathy for Mike when he killed... Didn't he kill Danny Trejo's character?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I'm done. Like, there's nothing I can do for you now, bro. Like, you
killed the person who was nice to you. He killed his sister. Yeah, but
that's because he was insane, though. I mean, like, when he... The whole him killing his sister and his family when he was young, I guess them trying to state that, oh, he was abused and he's probably autistic or something. Well, okay, or he's probably, like, mentally fucked up. But it's like he already had it in him to be evil, because like they couldn't change the story so much and try to make him so sympathetic, like he's some sort of like anti-hero. They still had to make him basically evil. But I guess in their position, they were just like, okay, well, he has a reason to be evil, or his evil was unlocked through bad parenting and just a crappy life.
I guess
Ted Bundy, Jeffrey Dahmer type shit.
My bad. I was thinking about the OG Halloween. Like, because for a second I forgot we were talking about Rob Zombie. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right.
No, in the original one, no, he didn't even have that. Like, I think the only person I ever seen him feel sympathetic towards was the niece. And that was Halloween 4 and 5.
Yep, that's like, right.
That's as far as that went. Outside that, he just wants to kill Lori.
Yeah, because in the Rob Zombie Halloween, like, they go out, Rob Zombie goes out of his way to make sure that his family is like the worst family
ever.
And the only person he cared about was Lori, was because Lori was a baby. She didn't do anything to
exactly him. She was literally innocent, but oh god, the stepdad, I remember, was just such like,
I was like, awful. Kill him, please.
Yeah,
kill him. Like, I hate him, die.
Yep.
Yeah, please.
And his mother, of course. And his mother, because I guess she didn't deserve any of the kind of crap that happened to him. Like, him seeing... When you get to 2, you find out that, like, he sees her all the time. And, like, that's the thing that's pushing him pretty much into staying alive. Like, he should be dead. He's been shot in the head by his sister and everything. But, like, he keeps pushing because he sees his mother, you know, like, pushing them ahead and giving them life or whatever. I was like, all right, now we done went crazy. It's like you can't. The problem with the Rob Zombie movies is that they try to get rid of some of the, I guess, supernatural aspects of it, but then you get to Halloween Rob Zombie 2, they just go full.
Yeah.
Full. I'm like, what the fuck is this? It's Zombie lifted a car.
Yeah, the second one I did not like, especially when it got into the weird shit in the last like 20 minutes.
He starts seeing his mom on a white horse.
Yeah.
Something like, about like a white horse and what the white horse represents in psychology or some shit. And I was like,
I saw that in theaters.
Say, he's like, evil.
I saw that in theaters.
Oh,
damn. I saw that in theaters and I was like, what the fuck is going on, dude?
Why is she having a horse?
Yeah.
Why is she having a unicorn?
Yep, only seen the first one. Glad I never watched the second one now.
Yeah, well, one day you need
to. It's interesting.
Listen, my homework for both of you. I mean, no set time, just whenever, you know. But y'all need to sit down and watch every Halloween movie again and the ones you haven't seen and watch every Friday 13th movie. You got.
See, I can do that. I have a vivid memory of most of the Halloween films, as you can already tell. But when it comes to Friday the 13th, it's different. Yeah, like, for me, I know that you have, like, Jason. Jason was the first one. It was his mother. Everybody kind of knows that now.
Which one?
In the first one.
Oh, yeah. I was saying, that's the only thing I remember was the mother coming out at the very end, grabbing the girl and dragging her down in the water.
Yeah, yeah. Because that's Jason. That's when Jason comes into the pool.
Quick question. Whenever y'all first saw Friday the 13th, did y'all know going into it that Jason's mom was the killer, or did you think Jason was going to be the killer?
Man, I was a kid when I saw that. I thought Jason. Man, I thought it was Jason. Time,
same here.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Here. Like, we I always had to say this on every single fucking podcast, but we are like damn near Zoomers. So a lot of the Friday the 13th movies that came out were before our time. Like, I think the first one was like either. The first one was like early 80s.
Yeah.
And initially it was all about like the camp kids getting killed off
by the mom
one by one. Yeah. And at the end of it, like, you find out that it was the mother doing it. And it's kind of like, you if you watch it now, you can see that it's fairly obvious. But the craziest thing about it is the ending when the girl's sitting on the lake and then like Jason pops up from the dead and drags the girl under. That was, and that is A tier writing right there,
dude. Because the after jump that, it scare, shifted. It,
yeah,
like holy shit! I remember, I still remember that scare. The crap. Well, jump scares in general, like I always hate, just because you know sometimes you can anticipate them coming, and you're just like, just get it over with. But that one came. I felt like truly was a great jump scare, though.
Yeah,
because
it didn't even make no damn sense, like that. That's when I think Friday the 13th solidified itself as being more of a supernatural slasher than it.
Yeah, and I know this is like, I mean, it's still going on about like Friday the 13th. I still don't understand when people say like Friday the 13th is just a ripoff of Halloween. I mean, there's parts of it, sure, that you could argue that, but I still think there's like enough stuff that's different about it. If that makes sense.
Yeah, Halloween, I think, has more of a serious tone. Like, at least when it comes to the first ones. The first Halloween was basically, I think, who was it? Was it John Carpenter did it? Yeah, John Carpenter.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah, but, like, it was his kind of vision about, because I think that one came out like late 70s. So this was right around the time that you had a lot of serial killers, and people were just talking about serial killers, and he was a stalker. Yeah. Like, when you watch the first Halloween movie, he was just stalking. Like, the vast majority of the film was just him moving around. You kind of see him in the background, stalking his little teenage.
He liked to toy with him, like, kind of fuck with him mentally before he would kill him.
Yeah.
Whereas Jason, well, I guess Jason's mom just wanted, like, revenge.
Revenge,
And she was fucking nutty.
Oh yeah, man, that's smile, dude.
Dude, sometimes like on, she man, there's an argument to be made that she's scarier than, not like more intimidating, but she's creepier than Jason. Just the smile. Mm-hmm.
Because of the whole like nice little old lady thing that she was kind of playing off of. Whereas Jason doesn't emote.
No. He's just a killing machine, but she just has that, like you said, very welcoming. Like
Jason just has the mask and his teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't know. I always thought that even though I was like, damn. I thought Halloween obviously was a better movie, but I still thought Friday 13th had enough about it, you know, that I could still go
well,
because
I mean, let's get off into that. Like, just going off of the first movies, like putting them in there, I don't know where the word camp came from, but the concept of camp, just pretty much everything's a little bit more corny, everything's a little bit more fun, upbeat, and that is definitely what Friday the 13th is in comparison to Halloween. Like I said, more less serious tone. It's literally at a camping ground, so it is camp just by default. Yes.
It's just literal camp.
Everybody's fucking.
Yeah.
Like people talk about Halloween and like the whole everyone's it's teenagers having sex, but like Friday the 13th is the one that does that consistently.
Oh, that's
like
people who never
watch the fucking movie.
That's people who've never seen Friday the 13th. Like they're like, oh, you think that Halloween just has sex and violence? I mean, literally, that's what Friday the 13th is all about.
Yeah.
Hits and kills.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's why he kills people. Like if he has a goal, it's to take revenge for them killing his mother, but it's also to take revenge for him dying because they were having sex, which is
exactly
what caused him to die.
Exactly. And that's kind of like Halloween started the whole, trend with like Final Girl and like friends who like have sex or do drugs die. Like, and then
Roy being the book reading nerd girl.
Exactly.
And her friends decided to thotten it out.
Yes. So and Friday 13th took that and just kind of went in a little bit different direction.
More extreme.
More
because
extreme,
it's like,
more focus on the kills.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think they had, because the Final Girl on the first Friday the 13th was kind of kind of like Lori, had like a little weird bob haircut. Probably was,
yeah.
She was more of a tomboy than the other ones.
Yeah. Kevin Bacon. Y'all remember Kevin Bacon was in it?
Yeah.
No, I actually don't.
Oddly enough.
Yes, I'm pretty sure that was his first movie, if I'm not mistaken.
I forgot which one it was, but it was one of them. That's like people talking about Johnny Depp being in the first Friday. I mean,
Nightmare on Elm Street. Yeah, he's the one who gets sucked into the bed.
Yep.
God, I mean, woo, the worst. damn, what happened?
Dude.
That kill was crazy.
I think Kevin Bacon was in the first Friday 13th movie. He gets, he's in the beds, like, smoking a joint, and then, like, someone impales him from under the bed with, like, Yeah. He goes pretty.
Like fucking brutal as
hell. He's definitely one of the more, it's crazy, insignificant characters. But like in the movie, he's one of the first ones to die. It's funny.
He's probably just like the attractive, hot, semi-jock dude.
Yeah, he was like the jock guy that had a hot girlfriend, and so they both died pretty quick.
You are correct. He played Jack.
Okay.
Of course, his name is Jack.
Jack. Yeah. Jack definitely died. Man,
like people want to say nerd culture started because of the Avengers. Actually, I say a lot of those old slasher movies kind of started nerd culture, because if you were cool in any slasher film, you would die.
Well, besides Star Wars,
besides Star Wars, of course. But it's like I'm just meaning like what the idea that like the nerd person or the usually the good moralistic person who usually wasn't the coolest one would always live.
That's true. Yeah. Most slashers, I mean, still today, like it's always the good person or the good girl or, you know, the one is the most likable at least.
Even in the new Halloween.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. Like all of them, they always live.
Have y'all seen?
It's like, and they make the jock people always suck so much. It's like, damn, y'all are just,
I know,
y'all
man,
are tripping, bro. Like,
we do drugs.
We all have
different
sex and we cheat on everybody.
Have y'all seen the new Halloween movies? All three.
Yeah. I've seen. Yeah, and like I recently watched it the way that, you know, people say it's supposed to be watched. You know how they do with this like legacy film shit nowadays, where it's like they say it's tied to the original film. But outside of it being tied to the original film, it doesn't have anything else to it. Because I think initially what happens is that they changed it. So you have Halloween 1, Halloween 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. None of them exist. It's Halloween 1, it's Halloween 2018, Halloween Kills, and Halloween Ends. That's the new quadrilogy.
Man, I want. Do you
And I
think
fuck with it. I actually like it.
James?
I'm sorry, what?
He had to get up for a minute.
Yeah, I just got back. What are y'all talking about?
Did you like the new Halloween movies?
I have yet to see a single one of them.
They are. I don't know. I'm very mixed on them. I like, there's a lot of things I like about them, and there's some things they're just very questionable.
Yeah, I think the thing that pissed off a lot of people about, well, because see, they did remake Friday the 13th as well. And basically the only difference between Jason and Friday the 13th remake and the other ones is that he's faster and that he shoots people with, no, he's always shot people with arrows. He just hasn't done that in a while. But yeah, he's faster. Like I remember like me, James, and what the fuck, Mike watched that and we were just blown away at the fact that like Jason was standing up on top of the house and like dropped down on the cop and split him open. I was like, holy shit, Jason's so badass. And they just never did anything with it after that. But like the new Halloween movies, like
Oh
I said,
yeah,
they're
because
tied
the
to the original.
yeah, because that 2009 remake of Friday the 13th had a Jared Padalecki in it.
And then Jensen Ackles was in the bit of Valentine, Bloody
My
Valentine,
Bloody Valentine, yeah. Which
dude.
was all right.
I love the Friday 13th remake, personally.
I thought it had a lot of good ideas, but I think it came out around a time when well, like they were just doing remakes for the sake of doing remakes and they weren't tying them to the original ones. And so people were just kind of pissed off about the sense that it was just even remade any damn way. And so
True.
that's why now you have remakes that are like legacy remakes, which is like, oh, it's a remake, but it's tied to the original film. So please don't hate us. And
I
that's pretty
know.
much what like that's what Halloween 2018 was. Like is basically they took out the fact that Lori was related to Mike, so no longer the sister. They did away with all that shit. The Curse of the Thorn thing with Mike being like
Oh,
some kind of
that was so
child
ridiculous.
soldier of death, or he has a Celtic ghost
Was just
inside of
like,
him or something.
that was so stupid.
Yeah. All right. The thing is that I like that. I like that idea, right? Because I think initially when it came to it, Halloween, John Carpenter stated that he only wanted one movie. And then they kind of made him make part two. And so then he only wanted one and two. And then after that, they tried to make that anthology film, which was like pretty
Which didn't
much
have him in
Halloween
there.
three, the
It
Curse of the
didn't.
Witch or something. And
Yeah, it didn't have him in there.
It wasn't
it's
even
like it has
about
nothing
Michael
to do with
Myers.
anything. Yeah.
I think it
It was
took place.
about like corporate, the
It
Illuminati
took.
or something like that, trying to kill children and
They were
sacrifice
trying
children
to
with
like.
like Halloween mask and candy.
It took place in Haddonfield, but it didn't have any like
Yeah.
references to any of the Halloween or the first two Halloween movies. So essentially, it was just like a Twilight Zone, like a different type of story.
Yeah. They were trying to do something like that and it failed because people didn't like it.
I think
Which is
it's like,
understandable. I remember when I had rented it from like the library or something. I was like, yes, the only Halloween film. You don't understand how happy I was. I was like, the only Halloween film I've never seen. I was hyped. Before I put that tape in, I was like, man, what the fuck is
the
this? I was
same,
like 9 years old. What the hell? Cut this
dude.
off.
Same
It was
thing.
stupid.
I swear to God, I didn't know any because back then you didn't look up. I mean, movies. You just literally like saw the cover. It was like, oh, that looks cool, and then you go home and watch it. And I was just assumed that Michael was in it. Why wouldn't he be in it? He was in the first two, and then I was like, what the hell is this? They ain't got nothing to do with Michael.
Bullshit.
And then I
I
got
was so
four and
mad,
five,
dude.
and I got four, five, and six. And I'm like, all right, hell yeah.
Now we're back to where we gotta be at. But yeah,
But
like
the
and
Curse
yeah,
of
so
Thorn is just, I don't know, man. I feel like that was a little too out
dude,
there.
that was Mike on a different level though. Like I think out of all the original Halloween films, that was him at his most brutal. Because I remember him just killing people that didn't even seem like they had anything to do with shit. Like in other ones, you kind of see he kills like sex teenagers and everybody else. But when you get to five, like after he finally kills his niece, because that's how the movie starts out. Like four and five is about him chasing after his niece and him having some sort of psychic connection to her. He finds out that she may even have some sort of the killer gene in her that makes him, you know, kill people and crap, because I think she tried to stab her mother at the end of the fucking movie or something. But anyway, once you get to like six, he finds her, she has a baby, he kills her and takes the kid, and the kid is supposed to be taken in by like some sort of like Men in Black type dudes who use Celtic ruins to possess children. And something about like science fiction crap was like they take these babies and they put them in incubators and they're basically trying to make like the top human being as or you're some
playing
shit.
It right
I was like,
now,
bro, this shit got wild.
It's just like
But yeah, well, because the thing is that they didn't even know what was happening at that point, because there was a book that came out.
It seemed like they were
that
literally
tried
making
to explain
it up
what he was,
and they over explained it. I feel like they overdid it. They overcooked it. Because I
would have been okay with them saying that like Michael Myers is just possessed by a Celtic spirit. Like, that's weird
I
as hell.
I like Michael Myers best whenever he doesn't have any motive.
Personification of evil.
Yeah. Like literally he just fucking kills because he wants to. Like he's evil. No one knows why he's evil. He just woke up one day and decided to kill his sister and no one knows why. To me, that's what makes him scary. And I feel like when you got to Halloween 5 and 6, when you like have all this crazy shit behind it, it gives him less agency, I guess. Is the word?
Yeah. Now, do you feel like Friday the 13th was kind of influencing it at that point? I kind of feel like that's what's happening.
Maybe.
Like, yeah, Friday the 13th, Jason was always supernatural. Always came back. It was a strike of lightning. He's back now. You can't really kill him.
I'm completely fine with that with Friday the 13th. Yeah. I think it makes perfect sense with that franchise.
Like there is a theory that's going around that people try to say, because the director of Jason Goes to Hell, which I think was like maybe Friday 13th 9 or some shit, but in that one he puts the Necronomicon book from Evil Dead series in it.
Yeah,
and basically they bring Jason back through that, and so it's assumed that Jason is a Deadite.
Wait, dude. Wait! Isn't that the one where he goes to hell?
Yeah,
yes.
He dies and then he goes to hell, and that's also where like the Freddy versus Jason thing comes from. Because at the end of the movie, Freddy drags his mask down to hell, and then that was basically where you get Freddy and Jason.
But James, they were actually talking about doing a Ash versus Jason, like Evil Dead.
It was a comic book.
I know, but they were talking about doing a movie for the longest time, and they never did. And I'm just, that would have been so awesome.
Yeah,
you want to know what it was? It's because like the director pretty much made it canon in that movie only, and everyone else is just like, yeah, do whatever the fuck you want to do. We're not gonna stop you, but it's not canon. I think he always wanted to like put the two worlds together. But they were just like, yeah, dude, only in this movie. I thought that would have been cool. It would have made so much sense, too.
Evil Dead, besides Halloween, is another one of my favorite horror franchises.
Oh, dude, the Evil Dead is like, that's it. That's it for me. Evil Dead, I'm
there,
man.
Dude, love it. Ash.
I have all the movies, and then I got a nice little Ash William figures and a fucking box that I got. As a gift.
Did you ever watch Ash versus Evil Dead?
Yeah, I have seen every season of that. It was so great.
Oh, and they got canceled.
I still haven't seen it.
It's great. It's on Netflix.
Dude, they talked about James doing an animated Evil Dead, only because Bruce Campbell, he says, getting really old now, and he's not able to do all the physical shit. But he said he would voice Ash until he dies.
Yep.
So if they did like a hard R, like adult animated Evil Dead show, I would watch that shit.
Oh yeah, for sure. It's like, I think that would really work out well, but how Netflix be doing animations these days, they got to take that someplace else. They got to take that at HBO.
Well, it was Showtime that actually had the rights to it at first. And then Showtime gave it up.
Yeah, I would, yeah. Of course.
Yeah. Netflix.
They are coming out with another one. I don't know if it's supposed to be like the sequel to the... I think it looks more like it's the sequel to the remake.
Yeah, it definitely had less comedic tones, for sure. I mean, the trailer looked fucking awesome, but...
Yeah. It looks like they're trying to get on some deep shit. Like, I think, like, the mom... It's about, like, these women or something, and the mom and the sister, and I think the mom was a druggie or something, and, like, eventually the mom ends up becoming a deadite. Like, oh,
yeah,
the only comedic thing about those movies is the dead eyes themselves.
Yeah,
like the fact that they talk a bunch of shit while they're trying to eat you and kill you.
Exactly, that's the only, especially like from the last one, was definitely more serious and brutal. Jesus Christ, that movie was.
Yeah, just so much blood.
It was blood everywhere. Like
it was raining blood at the end of the movie.
Yes, it was literally raining blood by the end of it. That's actually a movie I didn't like at first, but I actually came around on it.
Yeah, once again, because of the remake aspect of everything. It's like you end up getting kind of like just tired of it for a while.
It was hard for me to picture Evil Dead without Bruce Campbell.
Ash, yeah.
Yeah, see, I haven't seen the new one. I haven't seen the remakes.
You haven't seen the remake?
It came out right around the same time they started remaking everything else, James. It's like
I know all about it. I just never watched it.
It's straight. Like, it ain't bad.
It's really good. It's just not. I don't know. It's different, but it's also a lot like the original. it's hard to explain. It's, it just takes stuff point. A lot just more seriously.
Characters. Yeah, basically the idiots open up the fucking book. Oh, dude. It was more of an accident, too. Like, I think he just slightly read a passage out the book. Like, just not even trying to summon nothing. And he just said something, and that was it. All hell broke loose.
I do like the reason for them staying at the cabin. I thought it was, like, as far as writing goes, it was really smart. Because they're trying to detox her, because she's a drug addict.
Yeah, damn.
So they can't leave the cabin. So whenever she says she's, like, seeing all this shit, they think she's
just tweaking. That's actually good. That's some pretty good writing there.
So I actually thought that was a great setup for the movie. And if you love Carnage, it is there.
it is ridiculous, James. Holy shit. Playing, bro. Oh, yeah, it's like at the end of the movie, everything's just blood.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna watch it. I'm going to watch it. It's just, I don't watch movies unless I have to, you know, force myself to watch a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel you. I'm behind on so many movies.
But back to the Halloween Jason crap. It's all right. We always get on subject. Dude. That's how we pad for time. Same time, it's just a good conversation, so I don't give a shit. But I would say, like, the Friday the 13th remake, it was good, and I guess they just didn't know what else to do with it because people kind of got pissy about remakes.
I feel like they had trouble with the rights, though, too, right? Like, I feel
Paramount do the remake?
Paramount did do it. But also the guy who originally did Jason. So there's a lot of issues right now with the which I think the guy who owned the rights to it just got the rights back. If I'm thinking that if I read that correctly.
Okay.
But you know, there was a Friday the 13th video game that came out.
I never played it, but
They literally had to quit. They literally had to stop making content for that game, which caused the game to flop really bad because of the rights. Because they were, I think they're getting the rights from Paramount or something like that, whoever had it. But the guy who originally owned the rights to it took everybody to court, and I think he won the rights back to it.
So does that mean like now they're able to make new Friday 13th content if they want?
It depends on the guy, I think.
At this point,
I would think, well, what's the movie's gonna make? Is he gonna do the Halloween movie, which is pretty much everybody else's movie, which is like tied to the original one, you know, so it can be like a legacy film, or is he just gonna remake it again?
I think he just should wipe the slate clean and just do something completely different. I mean, still have Jason, but like new story, new characters. You can still, I mean, the mom is a huge part of the, you know, story or lore of Friday 13th, so you can still keep that. But I don't know. I don't feel like you should do the same thing Halloween.
Yeah.
But we'll see. And I actually heard, I don't know if it was recently, I read somewhere where they were talking about wanting to do a Crystal Lake TV show, and I don't know how I feel about that. I mean,
you know,
I
what that would be.
I don't know if that would be a good idea.
You know what that would be, though? Yeah, it's kind of like they did like a Stephen King TV show recently, which I was doing okay fairly well. But it would be like that Friday the 13th series that came out, which was more like the Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
It came out maybe like late 90s or something. But I'm guessing that's what they'd be, me neither. But I'm guessing that's probably what they'd be trying to do.
Yeah.
Where it's like they would probably try to make an anthology series where every week is something different, and they kind of hint towards Jason, but Jason won't show up because it's maybe 10 years before Jason or something. It's like it won't give you exactly what you want, but they'll, yeah.
I can't think of a worse business decision than to have a Crystal Lake TV show and like not have, I mean, that's what they do with Friday 13th show. I mean, it was just essentially just a bunch of
an anthology series. It's just,
yeah.
It's just, hey guys, don't you want Jason? Well, nope. So yeah. It's, to me, whenever they do something like that, it's kind of pointless. Like, I understand why you're doing it, because you don't want to bump heads with the original movie, or maybe it's because you know that you can't do the movie justice, so you just try to, they take the name and they try to like drag it out or whatever. But mm-hmm. In my opinion, yeah, just if you can't fuck with it, leave it alone.
Yeah, I
agree. But no, like, I guess talking about those new Halloween films, I liked it. I liked it, especially when you watch it as it was supposed to be watched. Like when they say watch the original first and then 2018 and Halloween Kills and Halloween Ends, I say it works cohesively. Okay. But I know that a lot of people had issues with Kills and Ends.
Okay, so yes. So the newer movies, how does it go?
Well, pretty much it's like basically you have Halloween 2018. So and in Halloween? That one, it takes place 40 years after the first Halloween movie. And instead of, I think what it was that, like, when Mike got shot, they retconned it. Like, he didn't leave and he didn't go into the nursing, into the hospital and try to kill her or nothing like that. He gets shot, Loomis arrests him.
Oh, remember, Alex, don't they show a flashback to that?
Halloween
Kills?
Yeah. Yeah, he gets captured after killing off a few more people, and that's when they get him. So
they retcon Halloween 2.
Halloween 2 doesn't exist.
Yeah, it just doesn't exist. So it just takes place after the first Halloween movie, and this is like 40 years, and now Michael has been in prison for 40 years ever since that night. Yeah.
He's in the hospital surrounded by a bunch of like other mentally ill people, and he's like tied to chains standing outside in this little like outside area, and these people come up to him, and basically what happens, like, these psychiatrists want to question him and ask him, why did you do what you did that night, Mike? Why did you know he still killed his sister when he was younger, I think. Yeah, he was still a child murderer, I believe. And yeah, and he still, pretty much everything that happened in the first one still happened. But after 40 years, these people come up and they try to question him, and they pull out his mask and they show him the mask, and he like activates. And he just completely switches on. And from that point on, he gets out, kills a kid. He gets in this car, gets in this truck, kills a boy and his father, takes the truck, goes into this bathroom, finds the psychiatrist, kills them brutally. I mean, just like tosses them into a wall, busts. He like hits them so hard that he breaks the fucking stall down.
Yeah, it's
like crushes him.
He takes his mask back and goes back to Haddonfield and
resumes killing.
A lot of people think that he's going after Lori, but he's not, because the whole storyline of him, like him and Lori being related doesn't exist.
Gone. Yeah.
So he doesn't have any connection to her. He's not even thinking about her. But he just wants, I mean, because you saw him just wandering from house to house mindlessly killing people. Like, it had nothing to do with, oh, he's targeting Lori. She saw him and then went after him. And then,
yeah, it's more, she has more of an obsession with him than he has with her.
Exactly. It's more personal for her. He just is like, all right, well, I'll kill you too, bitch.
Yeah, he's like, if you want it. He's like, hey, you want it, I got you.
Yeah, like, exactly. Basically, it ain't nothing. He's like, I don't like Thanos. He's like, I don't even know who you are.
I don't even know who you are. Well, I don't know. I feel like he may recognize her.
No, he it's not this. Does.
He doesn't have like this thing where, because at the end of it, they kind of seem to hint that he may remember her, and maybe he remembers her. It's like, oh, you're the chick that, you know, got away from me. Okay, I'll finish you off. I'm gonna kill your husband, and I'm gonna like kill your daughter because she's after me. But yeah, pretty much it's really just like a retread of the first movie, and that's why a lot of people liked it. But it's just like slightly new things.
Yeah, the only thing I didn't like, or it was just weird, the way that they executed it. There's this twist.
The doctor.
The doctor, and I would have been fine with it. It's just weird how like. Okay, so the doctor who is the new Dr. Loomis, basically. Dr. Loomis has been dead for a while, I presume now, and there's this new guy. I don't even remember his name, but he's the one that's now looking after Michael and, like, observing him, studying him. And the whole movie, he's obsessed with Michael, or getting Michael to speak.
Yeah, like, because he's supposed to be Michael's, he's supposed to be Loomis's protege.
Yes. He just wants more than anything for Michael to say one word to him. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, whenever the bus crashes, when they're hauling the inmate somewhere, he was the one who orchestrated that bus crash because he wanted to unleash Michael onto Haddonfield's and to maybe cross paths with Lori so he would get him to open, maybe speak or do something.
It's
like that.
It's like he wanted to see an animal in his natural habitat.
Yeah.
That was his thing. It's like for the psychiatrists, they just wanted to do a fucking podcast. That was their thing. And they didn't know that they were going to like F around and get this man to start snapping out. But this dude for real wanted to see Michael kill and act up.
It was just weird because like as soon as the doctor like turns heel and you see him like, you know, stab the cop, he like
puts on the Michael mask.
Yeah, it looks so fucking goofy. And then whenever he got back in the car, he immediately took it off. And I'm like, well, what was the point of that?
I guess because the movie. Well, see, I think it kind of goes off into what this entire series was, which is more than likely what pissed off a lot of people about it towards the end of it. But it's like Michael's evilness or what he is at the core of who he is infects people, which is a callback to Halloween 4 and 5.
Yeah,
like how, I know that's how it latches on to other folks and shit.
That's where they were definitely going in Halloween Ends.
Yeah,
It, like I said, that was the only. Another thing is like the doctor ended up. It just felt like he didn't really matter in the end.
Because it's like he wanted to be like Michael Myers, and I remember watching this in the theaters and be like, kill him. Please fucking kill him.
Oh,
get
yeah.
Get this bullshit out of here. And Michael just stabs the shit out of him. Yeah, so he
steps on his head, doesn't
he? Yeah, he just crushes his head like a watermelon.
Great kill.
Yeah, awesome kill. Very satisfying. But yeah, Mike finally, I was like, thank God that they didn't turn that into a thing. He kills
the only ghost part I would have taken out. Was him putting on the mask for like that 1 second and then immediately
like I have become Michael. Was like,
yeah, like you could still do the whole twist thing, but like just don't have him put on the mask. Jesus Christ.
That was uncomfortable. That was really awkward. Yeah, but pretty much he goes back to Lori's house and Lori like puts it to him and I forgot how basically
they kind of ends like lock the original. Him in the basement.
Oh yeah, in the basement, set his ass on fire.
Fire, and then that's the end of the first one in the new trilogy, and then the second one immediately opens up with firefighters going to the house.
I'll be watching that later.
Yeah, firefighters go to the house and they try to help him, and he, I don't know if this pissed people off or not, but like Michael and Halloween Kills can counter you. He's not just like getting punched in the face anymore. He's like fighting people,
yeah,
comboing people and shit. Like there's one part where like the people with the firefighters try to use all their tools to kill him. Like they had like this,
that was epic.
This razor axe, yeah, that was badass. Obviously, I looked and I was like, somebody's gonna complain about this. But he like takes his hand, smacks it out the dude's hand, and he just bogards everybody. I mean, dude, it's like a fight scene from an actual film, one of the best parts like some John Wick movie. He just handles everybody.
It was
like he's surrounded by these. It was like seven dudes, and he just murders all of them like they ain't shit. And I was like, this is a different life.
Yeah, like, I mean, essentially, Halloween Kills.
This dude's 60 years old.
Yeah, I know. You have this 60-year-old man who's just completely obliterating everyone around him.
Yeah, it gets off into like, because see, the first one was pretty much trying to do more or less justice to John Carpenter's vision of it, which is he's just evil. He may more than likely be just a man, but his passion to kill people is what drives him. Halloween Kills is kind of where it starts leaning off into the, it's more than it's his passion to kill, because he's not even really human by the time you get to the end of it.
And they're trying to show you about mob mentality and like what people will do like whenever they become obsessed.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't. The only thing I think a lot of people didn't like about Halloween Kills is me. It was giving people what they wanted, essentially. It's more Mike murdering people in more brutal ways, but the town is acting stupid as hell.
Yeah. To me, like, that was the only part of Halloween Kills that like did kind of make me roll my eyes a lot, was just some of the townspeople were just so dumb that it was kind of unbelievable. Yeah.
Like, there was one girl who had a pistol and she could have shot him, and like Mike kicks the door.
She accidentally shoots herself. I'm like, this is a comedy.
Yeah, like he kicks the door in her face and she blows her face away. But then again, I don't know, dude. Like, if I had a gun on my hand and I'm ready to shoot him, and he times that shit, that's what he did. He just timed.
No, it was.
That's what I'm saying. Epic. Like, Michael in this movie is on some like reflexive shit.
I definitely wouldn't.
Like, I'm gonna shoot you, pop.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't take that scene out just because it brought me such joy when I first saw it. Yeah, it was just like, so hilarious.
Bro, I said, you had a gun in your hand, bro. But yeah, so pretty much it just retreads the first Halloween 2018. I think a lot of people were pissed off about it because Lori didn't do anything. She was shelved for the majority of the film. And it was mostly about like the town going insane and
everybody. It was kind of a mirror to Halloween too, in a way, where Lori was in the hospital for most of the time and you didn't really see her.
Yeah. And he's just rampaging on.
I mean, that part I didn't like really care too much about because I knew she was going to play a big part in the final one. But the only like whenever the townspeople would it, like when there was a bunch of them and they were trying to attack Michael, it just always frustrated me that they would go one at a time. It's like, guys, we've been,
how this is a different man now, boy. This man is a different dude.
Killed like 50 people. Yeah. Like, why are we like going one at a time? No, I'll jump his ass all at once.
Yeah, do like the kids did at the end of the It movie. Like, yeah, they just game jumped his ass. Like, that's what happened, bro. Yeah, but it, at the end of it, like, they all kind of just, they get sticks, bricks, they get
baseball bats. Yeah, you know, like, and they're like,
somebody has a knife.
Them. All right, let's stand in line. Let's attack them at once, you know. All right, I'll go this time, and then you go after me.
Yeah, it's because it becomes more of a, like, a cathartic thing for the town. Like, because everybody still remembers what he did 40 years ago, and because of what he just recently did, because at first nobody thought he was even real. Like, it's one of those situations. People thought he was alive, he was a boogeyman, and he pretty much gets the town back, and they're all ready for him. And at the end of it, it almost looks like they beat the hell out of him. Like, it almost looks like they kill him. And then he starts pulling out the reflexive move, and then he starts pulling out the Dragon Ball Z shit. And he kills everybody. Like, it's just, you just see the knife going. I mean, he's dropping, like, it's ridiculous. Almost.
I mean,
he's like killing 20 people.
He honestly does go, like, Super Saiyan.
Yeah.
And, like, just starts killing everybody.
Well, because it is because they take his mask off. Yeah, they try to take his mask off.
I do have a question about that, Alex, but that more pertains to Halloween Ends. But before that, I wanted to talk to you about, how do you feel about the subplot of the townspeople going after that guy that wasn't Michael Myers?
In all honesty, I get it.
Like, the only... Okay, go ahead, and I'm sorry.
I get it, because that's these Halloween films have a theme to them, and it's more so about like how tragedy and trauma affects folks. Like even in the first Halloween, the 2018 one, it was mostly about Lori's obsession and how, in a way, that kind of got her family in trouble, but in a way, at the same time, it kind of saved them too. Like if she wasn't so obsessed about it, you know, maybe things would have turned out differently, but also it was a reason why they got saved. So it's kind of back and forth. But when it comes to the town people, they were so upset. A lot of them ignored it, and they all kind of ended up like hating themselves. And instead of just doing what they needed to do, they were ready to kill anybody and everybody. So there was like this little old poor guy. And that didn't make no damn sense to me, because I mean, the dude was like probably like 5'4" or something.
He was like Danny short. DeVito size.
Yeah, he was like a little short-lit dude. But for whatever reason, people were so upset. And a lot of these people probably haven't even seen Michael Myers.
No.
And so they just assumed that it was him. And like Tommy was so pissed off and ready to go that he was just like, yeah, we're going to kill him. So they chased this old dude up to a freaking building. And he got so scared, he jumped off the side of the fucking building and he killed himself. And then they all looked over and they're like, Jesus Christ, it's not him. It took Tommy to see, because Tommy was the only person who saw Michael. So he was like, oh no, it's the wrong person.
And listen, I know it's supposed to be serious, but like, dude,
yeah,
I just picture the guy. And he doesn't even know. I mean, he doesn't look like Michael at all. He's not the same stature. Yeah. I mean, like, and there's some people you would think out of that giant mob knows the size of Michael Myers because they've seen him walking around. I think
that's kind of like the point that they're trying to make, though. Like, a lot of these people, Tommy knew, because Tommy was the only person who saw him as a child. And like, so he can only go off Tommy and I think the girl that Tommy was being babysitting with. They were the only people who really knew for sure. And I think once they saw who it was, because Tommy was like leading the charge, but most of the people ended up swamping him. So he kind of got lost inside the crowd. So all these people really just like, I'm here for the beer. Like, badass. Like, they were just like, I don't like Michael Myers either. I've never seen none of these people were even of age. Like, they were, like, all our age just trying to go after Michael Myers. I'm like, bro, half of y'all were not even alive.
Yeah.
He was doing the killing. So, yeah, it was just, like, it was mob mentality straight up. And that was kind of, I get what they were trying to do. And I understand, like, it probably made some people feel a certain, like, it kind of pisses people off. But when you put it together with, like, what it is cohesively, it works.
I just would have preferred if they, like, just literally put someone that was a little bit taller, maybe like someone who it just he stuck out like a sore thumb. Is like, wow, that's definitely not
this little old.
Like, that's the thing. It's like it's like whenever they were trying to cast someone to be that role, they went out of their way to find someone that looks the complete opposite of what Michael Myers would look like.
Yeah, but I guess the point of it is just to show that these people are fucking stupid. Like, none of them have. They're all so hyped up about killing Michael Myers that they accidentally kill somebody else. But then, like, once you get to Halloween,
these people are just fucking dumb.
Once you get to like the end of it, after he like goes Super Saiyan, murders everybody. They try to kind of give him a goal, and the goal is basically he just wanted to go home. Because he goes home, and he's staring outside the window, the same window that he stared outside after he killed his sister. And he's just, like, on some kind of in some sort of trance. And then he kills Lori's daughter, and then that's the end of the film. And I was like, well, damn, okay. But see, and they don't really explain it when they get to Halloween Ends, which I know divided people. Halloween Ends is damn near like Halloween 3.
It's, man, I have a lot of thoughts about Halloween Ends, but I feel like that would take up the whole hour. So I don't.
Might as well. All right. What's your summary of it? Like, do you think you were satisfied at the end of it at least? Because I feel like it at least tried to give me satisfaction towards the end of it. Like, it gave me what I wanted. Lori, Mike, boom, boom, yes. It just took me to get to that point.
It's like by the end, all right, I'll say this. I don't think it's like, I know some people were saying, oh, it's the worst Halloween movie. No,
no,
it's not. No, there are some truly horrendous Halloween movies like Halloween Resurrection, Rob Zombie's Halloween 2. But I just,
I'm gonna lift this car up. I have superpowers now.
Oh my God. But I don't know, man. Like, there was just a lot of puzzling decisions in Halloween Ends that just made me confused as to, like,
this main is the character final was an
part. This is the final part of your trilogy. Why would you do this now? It just seemed like such a weird way
it to plays conclude into the
final chapter, introduce this new character who no one knows about, make Michael a punk-ass weak bitch the whole movie to where he's not killing anybody. He's just kind of there hanging out in the sewers. And then you have Corey, this character that nobody knows, is manhandling him like Busta Rhymes. So people that hated Halloween Resurrection are having PTSD, like thinking back to those days, like, oh,
but shit, you want to know what else? But I guarantee I can tell you why that was. It's because I guarantee people probably bitched about how strong Michael was in Halloween Kills. People are probably like, he's too ridiculous. This doesn't even make any sense. And so in this one, they had to power him down.
But they over, they overcorrected it. I feel like,
yeah,
it's like, you don't, if you don't want to make him like invincible, fine, but like, don't make it to where he's just dying in the sewer and like he can't even like beat up this
boy,
teenage boy.
But when you think about it, like, what, once again, what the theme of it was that the more kills that Corey did, the more rejuvenated Michael became. Because if you remember when, like, him and Mike were, like, killing that couple together, you saw, like, Mike get that, he got the knife in his hand, he just charged up.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, what is this? It was kind of funny, but I was like, damn, this is actually kind of cool. It's like, Mike, the kid kills some old dude in front of Mike, and Mike gets the knife in his hand. He's like, yes. He's like, he does a bump of coke or something. And he's like, oh, shit. Yeah, but in this one, it's kind of like, it takes stuff from the other Halloween films, and it kind of tries to throw everything together. So it's this kid in his years after Halloween Kills. Basically, Mike leaves, goes to the sewers, and just, like, decompresses throughout these years. Everybody's still upset. Everybody's still pissed off about what happened. And this kid, Corey, is taking care of this little brat who they kind of try to make it seem as though this kid's going to become the next Michael or something because he's trying to scare the hell out of Corey. And then the kid ends up dying, which was fucking hilarious.
That scene was shocking. I will say that. I did not.
I laughed.
I'm not saying I felt bad for the kid. I'm saying I just was truly shocked at, like, because it starts out and you don't know, like, what this has to do with anything. You're just thinking, like, who are these people? You expect them to be killed by Michael Myers or something. And then all of a sudden, like, he accidentally knocks the kid over and you're like, where the fuck is this going?
Yeah, he kicks. The little kid's trying to play Halloween with him. And, like, Corey's a scared dude. He's just kind of like a weird, nerdy, overly nerdy type of a character. And this kid's trying to, like, play a prank on him. And Corey gets pissed off and he's sitting behind this door and he kicks the door. And when he kicks the door, it flings the little kid over the fucking, like, five-story steps and busts his head open. The parents come over, and they see the boys, like, laying dead on the ground, and Corey is a pariah for the rest of his damn life. The entire town hates him because...
And, like, they say, what did you do? And then Halloween music kicks in.
We can't hate. We can't hate Michael Myers anymore, so now we have to hate you. And so pretty much this kid's whole entire life is ruined. Everybody hates him, except for Lori's daughter. No, Lori's granddaughter, who's kind of nice to him and shit. And he gets beat up all. He even gets bullied by, like, nerds.
Yes, like band geeks. Bullied by a band, like, not like a rock band, like a literal, like a
like a school band.
A school band, which it's like they were trying to show you, like, I guess how, like, scared Corey is of everything, and then like when he accidentally kills somebody for the, I don't know. Okay, before I forget, I gotta ask this question.
Yeah.
Why is it okay in Halloween Kills Lori was talking about, every time Michael kills, it's like he transcends or gets stronger, right?
Yeah.
Well, how come at the end of Halloween Kills, he killed like 20 fucking people in a row, but then when you start Halloween Ends, he's chilling in a sewer because he's just beat up?
I think it's because he did what he wanted to do. Like, that's how the movie kind of ends it off. Like, he gets to his house, and he's finished. Because he go, it's kind of similar to what happened in Halloween H2O, where I guess he feels like, I killed Lori, I have nothing else to do, I'm done. I'm finished killing people for this amount of time. I've made it back to my house. Like, it almost seems as though, like, he wanted to relive killing his sister, or maybe the first time he was killing a bunch of people in the first place. Because, like, he gets to his crib, and he just stands there out the same window that he, you know, went to after he killed his sister. Like, maybe that was his goal all along or some kind of shit. And see, but the problem with, that's kind of the problem with Halloween movies, is that they don't want to go off into, like, the supernatural thing too much. So instead of doing it, they try to make it more of a psychological thing, which is kind of more of a callback to the Rob Zombie films. But at the same time, they don't want to give him a goal, and they don't want to give him a motivation. So they'll just say something like, well, we don't know, or it's unknown. He did it because he's trying to relive his past. He did it because he has no reason to do it. So it's like, I get it. But
yeah,
it's trying to explain something while at the same time not trying to explain it.
Yeah, it just was so weird that they introduced Corey, I thought, into the last movie, and
they were definitely trying to make some sort of like a, it was a PSA.
I heard
it
they
was an after school special.
I heard they did some rewrites during COVID, actually, for Halloween Ends.
Mm.
That, like, originally, not to say that Corey was never in the movie, maybe, but they did major rewrites. Not just like, oh, let's just change a few things. Like, they completely changed the story.
Yeah. I don't doubt it because, like I said, like, James, I'm not joking when I say it's pretty much like he's just a really, really nerdy dude who gets picked on all the time. And maybe this is during the time doing, like, school shootings and shit. So maybe they were trying to make an example about it, that maybe they were trying to, like, say something about that, because he's that type of dude. He's that type of dude that gets pushed to pretty much the brink. He meets Michael. Michael kind of helps him gain confidence, and then he goes insane. And then basically he brings Michael back to full power. And then at the end of, like, him and Lori scrap, because at the end of it, Corey becomes a bitch. Like,
yeah.
How basically, which is another part that I love, because Corey tries to, like, manhandle Mike at the end of it, and it ain't going. But also the kid, like, stabs himself or some shit. So it's more of a sad story with him. It's like he doesn't really want to be who he is.
Michael didn't even get to kill him, which I guess, you know,
he kind of did. Because, I mean, the kid was already, he was on his last level. But I think Mike just wanted him to know, like, listen, I brought you into this world, I'm going to take you out.
Yeah.
Like, the only reason you are where you are now is because of me. And really, when you think about it, Mike just used him.
Yeah.
Mike just used him so he can get back to Lori.
I think I'll forever be mixed on it. I don't hate it, but I know that I'll never fully love it.
It's a hodgepodge. Like, it is definitely a mix of a lot of ideas that I'm not too sure completely hit the way that they needed them to hit, because they're trying to tell too many different stories.
It seemed like he wanted just to, like, really subvert expectations, like, in the third one, instead of just, like, coming out with a satisfying conclusion. Like, he just wanted to go, oh, I just wanted it to be different.
Well, there's the thing. The conclusion to me was satisfying. Like, if Roy and him didn't fight, I would have felt a completely different type of way about the movie. I'm like, yo, this is trash as fuck. But he kind of, it's like he tried to tell a different story, and then he realized, okay, let me give people what they want. Lori, you know, Mike, Lori finally kills Mike, is over, the town can be settled, everybody can go about their life. Like, I feel like that was a good ending, but definitely the movie itself was a bit on the rocks.
That sounds like a shit ending. It sounds like Mike should have killed Lori and everybody should have died in town.
Huh?
I said, that sounds like a shit ending. It sounds like Lori should have died and Michael should have killed everybody in town.
Well, because they wanted to end it.
I know that. I know that, but I'm saying, you know,
I get,
I like that's why it's called Halloween Ends. I like evil endings, okay?
Well, no, I think it would have been really ballsy if they did that, which would have been definitely different. I don't know how I would have wanted them to end it, to be honest. I mean,
because see, the thing is, is like if they wouldn't have ended it, because I think they wanted to put it into this version of it. Of course, you know, maybe like 5 years from now, they'll more than likely make another one. They'll remake it again. But I guess that's what I like about this. They had a story, and even though it kind of got mixed up along the way, they had a point where they wanted it to go, and they had a point where they wanted it to end. So that's what I liked about it.
Well, let me ask
the Jason movies, where it's like I don't know what the fuck's happening.
Yeah, let me ask y'all both this. All right, let's just say they reboot Halloween in the next couple of years, 5 years. What do y'all personally want them to do?
I don't know. Like they did, I think they did, in my opinion, what they could have done with the legacy thing. You know, putting it to like, oh, they're not related. It's just a Lori versus him and this kind of bullshit. Like they've gone with the whole millennial Gen Z. It's about trauma. It's about emotions. It's about, you know, mental illness. I would actually like for them to go crazy and just wrap up the supernatural aspect. Bring back the Cult of Thorn. just go hard.
Crazy shit. I mean, I don't think they can do it now, but I would have been interested if like, or it would be interesting if they kept doing the anthology stuff. Like every Halloween, there's a new story. I mean, they can't do it now because people just, I mean, Michael Myers is Halloween. So when you name a movie Halloween, they're expecting Michael Myers.
Yeah. I think even that, like Halloween Ends was kind of hinting towards an anthology movie. Like when you look at the font, well, the way it's written in the same font from Halloween 3.
Yeah.
Like, so they're trying to kind of hint towards that a little bit without taking the mic out of it completely. But I don't know, because see, then it would just become like another Friday the 13th series or another Twin Peaks or Christmas. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It would just be another like horror anthology series that has nothing to do with what the movie's kind of, you know, or mostly about.
Exactly. James, what do you even want any more Halloween movies, or do you want to just do something?
I got to catch up, so.
Yeah.
I'll let you know when I finish the 30 movies.
Yeah, I'm very.
No, listen, all you got to do is watch Halloween 1970, Halloween 2018, Halloween Kills, and Halloween Ends.
Yeah, I know.
That's what I do. I was not about to go through all of this.
Yeah, while y'all was talking about it, I wouldn't. Got fucking Amazon Prime just to get Amazon Prime Video just to watch these movies.
Nice. I'm curious to know what your thoughts would be. I mean, you probably won't like the ending of it. But I'm curious to know what you'll think about everything else.
I don't know. I don't know. So we'll see.
Because I ain't gonna lie to you. If they would have pulled some bullshit and had Lori just be like, I don't, because they almost kind of did that, right? Like they made it look like she was gonna off herself because of her obsession and stuff. And I said, I swear to fuck. Like, if they kill off Lori and it's just Lori's granddaughter versus Coy, I'm cutting this movie off. Like, I'm cutting this bitch off, bro.
That would be lame.
I was scared for a minute, boy, because they had me thinking that was going to happen. But yeah, so I mean, like, at the end, Tyler, what do you feel? Like, do you think, I like them for different reasons. I like Friday the 13th for the camp, for the psychic girl that can kill Jason with her psychic powers versus Halloween, which is kind of more about, like, the human condition if you count the Cult of Thorn shit.
I think I like them both for different reasons, like you just mentioned. I like Friday 13th because they can have a little bit more fun. They can experiment more. I feel like Halloween, like anytime they try to do anything super outside the box, fans don't like it.
Yeah.
But like Friday 13th, though, I mean, shit, Jason went to space. He went to hell. I mean, like, you could just do some wacky shit in that franchise, and I feel like it's a lot more acceptable because he is essentially a zombie, a supernatural character. Yeah.
I just want them to go ahead and just call, just say he's a deadite already. Like when they
yeah,
make this
just go ahead.
Dead movie,
like
yeah,
go crazy.
Like, I want them to be like, oh, so we're going to I want them to have, at the end of the new Evil Dead movie for them to be like, oh my god, so we're going to Crystal Lake next week, right? And then end it credits. I'll be like, yes.
Oh no! What it is at the very end, it shows a picture of Jason coming out of Crystal Lake and the crew's there.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah,
you hear like a chainsaw startup. I'm like, bro, let's cross it over already.
Oh,
just do it.
Yeah.
And then have Freddy laugh.
One happy fanboy.
Yeah, like just make a Freddy, Jason, and freaking Evil Dead crossover, and then that can be like the new MCU.
God, just Ash talking shit to Michael and Jason the whole time while they're just silent.
And like, I could see that so, so bad. That'd be so funny.
It's
like, what the hell is wrong with
you?
It's like, what the hell is wrong with you guys? What, do you not talk?
Yeah,
I'm used to dead ice talking.
Fucking mute. Like, you ain't, just roasting them the whole time. It's just, it writes itself. It writes itself. Come on, it really Hollywood, does, yeah. Please.
But, yeah, so. What's your, so if you had to choose one, Xander, which one?
Just simply based off what me just gathering, probably Halloween, because I know more about it. But like I said, I think I like it for different reasons. Like I like Halloween for more of like the diving deep off into human issues and mental bullshit and stuff versus Jason, where I just like seeing people get murdered.
Yeah, I concur.
Tyler, so you going with Halloween?
I'm going with Halloween, although I still love Friday 13th, though. I am a Friday 13th fan, but
who do you think is the better killer?
Jason.
Yeah. Hands down.
Jason.
Wait, are y'all saying like who has the best kills or who kills people the best or who you like more as a killer?
Who kills the best?
Yeah, Jason, for sure. I will say that there's something about Michael Myers, though.
Yeah, yeah. How he like pins people to walls and like cocks his head to the side. That is amazing.
There's something that intrigues me more about him, like almost like this childlike curiosity whenever you kill someone.
Yeah.
Like the first movie where you were just talking about, like he pins a dude up against the wall and he just tilts his head like he's a child, just curious, like, man, I really fucked that dude up.
Yeah, it seems like he definitely tries to, like, these latest movies, he's trying to relive that.
Almost. Yeah.
That's what I get out of it. If he has any goal, it's him trying to relive the good old days of him just murdering people.
It's like a drug. Like, he's trying to get that high again. And, like, with Jason, it's just a lot more straightforward. It's like, he kills people.
You kill my mom.
Well, yeah, you kill my mom, and fuck you.
You kill me.
You know, which, I guess you could say it's straightforward with Michael, too, but there's, like, a psychology there with Michael as to, like, he's more mysterious. Like, you don't really – some people still don't know if he's, like, 100% human. Like, because sometimes, you know, like, he does kind of move like the wind. He's one there. He's there 1 second, and then the next he's not. And, I mean, Jason is just straight up a deadeye, a zombie. Like, that motherfucker is not human.
Yeah.
That
would be the next thing for me. Like, if they would just straight up say that he's a deadeye, I'm like, oh, yeah, it all makes sense. No, he just likes killing people.
Yeah. So while I think
that's Jason, what Deadites do.
Yes. And so while I think Jason is probably the better killer as far as like variety of kills,
if it came to a fight, like let's do that shit. Like if it came to a fight, I would definitely say Jason.
Yeah.
He's not even here.
I love Michael, you know, but now I think Jason would beat him in a fight, but I don't know if he could kill Michael because can you kill Michael? Well, never mind. I take that back.
You know, Jason, that was the question.
Yo, Michael's died like twice now. I'm not too sure if Jason's ever really died.
Well, the thing is, I'm trying to think, what besides Halloween Ends, did he actually, like Michael, 100% die in any of those movies?
Yeah, in Resurrection, he died. And Halloween 2, the remake, he died.
Okay, see.
Like, basically, see what happens is
and you know what's funny? Those are
each movie. No, I was wrong. At the end of Halloween Resurrection, he lived. and they just didn't do anything. They remade the movies.
You know why I don't remember those two endings? Because those are my two least favorite Halloween movies. So it's like I just kind of blocked them out of my memory. So I don't remember.
But I will, and I will say, like in the remake, in the Rob Zombie remake, Laurie shot him in the head point blank, and he wanted her to do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he lived.
Better that question. Was insane. Y'all, I still think Jason would win, but y'all put Rob Zombie's Michael Myers. That dude was a fucking. That guy was a monster. Like he was, I mean, the size of Jason. You know, usually Michael's not nearly as big as Jason, but I mean, he was definitely. I think he was like almost 7 foot.
It ranges. I think like the original Mike was like slightly taller than me or something.
Yeah,
They didn't really start giving him no real like height until maybe the Curse of the Thorn films and stuff.
Exactly.
And then, of course, with the Rob Zombie movies and stuff, they had to make him, like, really, really intimidating. Because, yeah, I mean, when you're just hunting a bunch of, like, teenagers and girls, you're already taller than them as it is.
I think that's why some people didn't like Rob Zombie's take on it, because, like, he leaned more into, like, the Michael is just... Well, he's human, but he's just a big motherfucker. Whereas the other Halloween movies kind of went back and forth to where like he might not look like a threat, but that's kind of what makes him like mysterious, because you're like, dude, how is this guy fucking up so many people?
Yeah, well, even in the new one though, like he's big. The dude has topping. He's 6 foot over,
but like he's bigger. Old. Yeah,
that's the only difference. He's just old.
Yeah, he's
killing off of like just pure passion of killing.
Yeah. He definitely looks bigger than his original like counterpart, like the first movie.
Yeah, but see, Jason's been drowned like every damn movie, I think. He's been blown up. Yeah, but Michael's blown up too though. No, shot to pieces, I think.
No, yeah. I don't think Michael's ever been blown up.
He's been set afire. Yeah. Jason's been set afire, he's been dismembered.
Yep.
Ready to dismember him.
Yep.
So Michael, I mean, even though I'm partial to Halloween and I like Michael more as a villain, Jason would win, and he's the better killer as far as like the way he kills.
It's because they don't placate to the whole he's human thing. Like they just like, yeah, whatever, bro.
This motherfucker's the devil. Just let him go out and do it.
Jason will kill you with his bare hands. He'll literally pick you up by your head and turn your head into mush.
Now, one thing I did love about that Friday the 13th game is the kills Jason could do in that game were so creative.
In the game,
like he could literally drag somebody to a bird bath. And drown him in the bird bath, slap the fucking concrete off of it, and then impale him down the long concrete part, and then set him on fire.
That's a lot.
That's amazing.
if you see a tree branch right there, Jason would pick somebody up, throw him on the tree branch, look at him, grab two more tree branches, and stab him in the eyes.
I think my favorite Jason kill is actually in Jason X. Jason goes.
You tell when he took the girl in the bag and like just he took the girl in a sleeping bag and just tossed her against the tree.
That would be my second favorite. Remember the girl that his face that he froze?
Yeah.
And then he smashes her head into like the counter and
shattered it.
Like that was sick. I loved it.
It seems like Jason's actually a hell of a lot more angry when he kills people. Like you can see the rage coming off him, even though he doesn't emote one damn bit.
Exactly.
It's like Michael, he does a lot. Mike seems like he's just enthused and curious.
Michael's just rock hard the whole time. He's killing people.
Because it's brutal. It definitely is. Like when he killed in Rob Zombie's Halloween, when he killed Laurie's friend. Who was like,
And
I was like, yo, is he gonna like, yo, where is this going? I'm like, I know Mike to be on no like, you know, sexual assault type crap. Anyway,
that scene,
he killed her when she was naked, like just tossed the body around the room. He was beating the girl so hard that the entire room was like filled with blood.
Well, are you talking about, I think it might have been the same one, but where he stabs the nurse like 30 times, just repeatedly. Like he's just like, and he's like screaming, like he's angry.
Oh, yeah. Because that's right. The Rob Zombie movie opened up a lot like the original Halloween, too. It was also in the fucking hospital.
Yeah, Rob Zombie's Michael Myers definitely reminded me more of Jason as far as because like his size and he's angry. And the other ones, Michael's never angry. He's just, he kills.
But I ain't gonna lie, the new Michael was terribly brutal as hell, too.
He was brutal.
Those two old people, it was something different, but he was just quiet the whole time.
Yeah, but he's like, quiet.
He took the fluorescent light, bashed it, stuck it in this woman's throat, and then took her husband. And it's like, I don't even know. I think they took this off camera. But it's like, you just heard him stabbing the F out of this. Oh, no, he took the dude, stabbed him into the table.
Yeah.
He took like 7 knives and just kept going. And just kept doing it in front of the wife, who was just starstruck. Like, Jesus Christ, stop. He just kept doing it.
And you know what I loved about that is the fact it reminds you of, like, that Michael Myers in the first movie where, like, he's curious. Like, each knife he sticks into him, he's like, huh, interesting. I'm going to grab another knife.
He's just trying to get a feel for it again.
Yeah, he's trying out new knives. He's like, huh, I wonder what this one will feel like if I stab it into it.
I would have to say Mike is definitely more evil than Jason. Oh, I feel like Jason has his reasons to kill people, and he's just driven by, like, magic and stuff.
And he's driven by revenge for, like...
Driven by revenge and magic.
For his mom and what they did to him.
I would say, you know, after they sent him to hell, when Jason comes back after that, I want to say that's when Jason's just like, fuck it, I'm just killing to kill. Okay.
Yeah,
probably because he went from hell. Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean,
what came after Jason Goes to Hell though? Wasn't it Freddy versus Jason? Didn't they like stop it after a while?
Yeah.
And it was after Freddy versus Jason. It was the remake.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it seems like in Freddy versus Jason, he was legitimately just doing it because Freddy wanted him to do it. Like, I don't even think Jason really knew what he was there for. He was like, teenagers, I killed them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Freddy versus Jason, it just seemed like he was just kind of like, all right, yeah,
sure. This is what I do. This is what I do. But at the same time, like when Freddy went inside of his brain, you saw that he's consistently thinking of this, right? Like when he went inside of Jason's dreams, and you always heard the voice of his mother. Like he always heard the voice of his mother being like, kill them, Jason, kill them. And I think like, hold on, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I think that also goes into why I think Michael's more evil. It's because, like, Jason at least has somewhat, even though you don't feel
any supernatural, basically, whereas, like, Michael isn't,
Like, Jason has a somewhat sympathetic backstory as far as, like, what happened to him.
It is.
But Michael, nothing happened to him. He just decided to be fucking evil.
He's just crazy. Unless you go to the Cult of Thorn where he's being told by Celtic demons or something like that to kill people. Well, the Rob Zombie one, where he's kind of like put into that position.
That's true. I keep forgetting about there's so many different like alternate timelines in Halloween.
But you know, me and a teacher back in high school had this conversation, Mr. Flynn. Remember him, Alex?
Yeah, he got excited because I actually did a essay on Halloween.
Me and him had a conversation. We were talking about the old Michael, and he described it best. The old Michael was just born evil. All right. The new one was made evil, so he didn't like the new one.
Yeah. Oh, that's perfect. I mean, short and sweet, but it explains why I don't why I prefer the old Michael.
Yep.
It makes Michael Myers scarier when you don't really have a backstory and you don't know.
Even still, like when it comes to this Rob Zombie backstory, like I said, I understood it. I understand killing your daddy. I understand killing that kid who's picking on you. I get that, you know, in a very like school shootery type of way. But when it comes to just, yo, bro, I'm just not stopping. Like when he killed Lori's friend, and I guess maybe he did that because he felt like you're in my way. Like, you're trying to protect her, and I want to get my sister back. You're in my way. And I'm doing this for my mom, and I'm doing this for my sister. Because in that one, he didn't even really want to kill Lori. Like, in comparison to the original one, where he's just like, I want to kill everybody. Because, like, in the original ones, he wants to kill his family because of some kind of curse. In the newer ones, he wants to kill people just because he wants to kill people. And in the Rob Zombie, he wants to be with his sister, have her kill him, or just, I don't
it's know. Weird. Some yeah. weird shit.
But he kind of just zones out when he gets to it.
I think, like, John Carpenter, I don't know if y'all know this, but, like, he, his original intent was, I mean, I know you know, like, it was supposed to be one movie.
And yeah, he was called The Shape. He wasn't, that's what you know right there. Like, he wasn't even supposed to have a personality.
Exactly. And then they convinced him, Alex, you were saying this earlier, to do the second one. And it was his idea, John Carpenter's, to come up with a brother and sister storyline. But whenever it came out,
he
said
he did it while he was drunk.
He hated it. He wished that he never did it, because the original intent for the character of Michael Myers was a motiveless evil. Like, there was no ties to family. There was no reason, rhyme, reason why he was doing this. He just decided to wake up one day and kill his sister. And then he just went on a killing spree. And that's
all. Because I didn't think about it. Like, even in the original one, like, when they take the mask off his face, he looks lost.
Yeah. Like, there's no
You know, when he had the little, he just looks dense. Like, he doesn't even know why he did it. He looks confused a little bit, like, oh, yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would definitely say Jason is a deadite. Controlled by magic and revenge, Michael is insane. Or not even insane. I guess he's just what he is.
Well, I will say this, in the Friday the 13th, in the Friday the 13th, you actually go to the shrine he keeps for his mom, and you can actually see all the black magic in the book of and the Necronomicon is there.
Oh, it is.
So they keep doing it.
They keep teasing. They're teasing it.
Or at least. You know, it's been years since I played this, but that's what I remembered.
Well, that would be it might have just been an Easter egg, but
could have been.
I don't know. I would love for them. I know Bruce Campbell said he's too old now to play live action, but
they can animate it. Fuck it.
Animate it, dude. Please. I can't. No one else could be Ash Williams but Bruce Campbell. No. I'm sorry. Like, that's one role that you absolutely could never recast. It's just, no. Couldn't do it.
Yeah, all right. I can't see it happening.
We're about to get on up out of here and end this podcast. So, pleasant thoughts, Mr. Tyler?
Halloween's better, but I still love Friday 13th.
All right. Xander?
Same.
Oh, and you guys got it. This is your homework. You got to watch all the Halloween and Friday 13th movies, or the ones that either you haven't seen or the ones you don't remember much about.
The podcast is over, Tyler. I'm not doing
it. It doesn't fucking matter now.
You have to do it.
So, Halloween wins this. Y'all be good. Peace.